Exaltum proxima Pascha. In nomine Patris et Filii et Sancti.
Amen.
Indeed, erat altum proximum Pascha. Now, the Passover was near. These inspired words of our blessed Lord in today's gospel could not be more fitting for the church today. Indeed, the Paschal feast is near. 21 days from today, exactly 3 weeks, the Paschal feast will be here. And Holy Mother Church rejoices at our upcoming Paschal feast on this Laetare Sunday. We have a foreshadowing in today's readings from sacred scripture, indeed, the whole mass of glorious things to come on the Paschal feast. There is a very clear focus today on what will happen to our catechumens at the Easter Vigil. Holy Mother Church is an awesome mother. And so she gets her catechumens ready for the Paschal feast. Let me just highlight three particular areas in today's liturgy. First, the catechumens will come into the church. And this is symbolized throughout the liturgy today by Jerusalem. You probably caught already, there's a key emphasis on Jerusalem today, because it symbolizes the church. Remember the introit today? Laetare Jerusalem, rejoice Jerusalem. Remember the song that was used at the introit and at the gradual today? I rejoiced at the things that were said to me. We shall go into the house of the Lord. That's the catechumen coming into the house of the church. Remember the tract today. He shall not be moved forever, he that dwells in Jerusalem. Right? He shall not be moved forever, he that dwells in the church. We had it in the epistle today from Galatians. Jerusalem, which alone, the Jerusalem which above is free. The Jerusalem above is free. Right? Being a part of the Holy Church brings freedom. We'll sing in the communion antiphon again a different couple of verses from Psalm 121. Jerusalem, which is built as a city, for there the tribes of the tribes of the Lord. Over and over again, Holy Mother Church is saying in her beautiful liturgy today to the catechumens, you shall not be lost forever if you dwell in Jerusalem. Let us rejoice to come into the house of Holy Mother Church. So it shouldn't surprise you if you look at your hand missiles today where the station church is today. Remember reading where the station church is today? This is not by accident that the station church today is Santa Croce in Jerusalem. The station church in Rome today is at the Holy Cross in Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is a symbol of the church that the catechumens are coming from. The second liturgical point for our catechumens today is from the epistle, and it's the theme of freedom. Freedom. And St. Paul contrasts being children of the slave woman and being children of the free. At the end of the epistle, we read, Qua libertate Christus nos liberat. By freedom, Christ has freed us. By freedom, Christ has made us free. free. For our catechumens who are not baptized, they are in bondage. Did you catch how many times St. Paul uses bondage today in the epistle from Galatians? The catechumens are in bondage to sin. They are born right now according to the flesh. But at Easter, they will be born according to the Spirit. In baptism. 21 days, the catechumens will experience the freedom of baptism. Freedom from all of their original sins and all of their actual sins that they personally freely have committed up until this point. Holy Mother Church is inspiring the catechumens for freedom in Christ Jesus through baptism. And then, Holy Mother Church would not have picked a perfect gospel, right? As we stir up in our hearts that zeal for the proximate Paschal feast, our Lord feeds the hungry crowd. Just like He will feed our catechumens for the first time with His body and blood. They'll experience for the first time that intimacy of becoming one flesh when Jesus feeds them on that Easter night. But it's not Easter yet. And so what does Jesus do at the end of the gospel today? He escapes to the mountain alone. It's not yet. Our Passover feast has not been sacrificed yet. We still have 3 weeks to go. So Jesus goes off into hiding, into solitude, until the proper time. Holy Mother Church today is explaining to us what real joy is. Real joy on this Lectari Sunday is coming into the Roman Catholic Church, coming into Jerusalem, coming in with joy to the house of the Lord. Real joy is when you are freed from your sins. Real joy is receiving Holy Communion and becoming one flesh with Jesus. Now, lest you think that this sermon doesn't apply to us, because perhaps none of you are catechumens, remember that Holy Mother Church on this Lectari Sunday wants to remind us of our Easter duty. You remember well our Easter duty is still in effect, correct? That we confess our sins in the sacrament of penance. That we receive Holy Communion at least once a year during the Easter season, during the Paschal feast. After baptism, the only way to be free from our sins is to humbly and contritely confess those sins in the sacrament of penance. We need absolution before we can partake of the Paschal feast foreshadowed in today's gospel. Mortal sin puts us outside of the church. Mortal sin puts us outside the city of Jerusalem. Mortal sin puts us back in bondage. Mortal sin makes us sons of the slave woman who is represented as the devil. The slave woman. Real joy for us comes through the freedom of the sacrament of penance. Easter communion. So rejoice, O Holy Mother Church. Rejoice, Jerusalem. Come together, all you that love her. Rejoice with you, you who have been in sorrow because of your sins. Exalt and be filled from the breast of Holy Mother Church's consolation. Indeed, the Paschal festival feast is near. Eras autum proxim proxima. Amen.